This meeting is being recorded.
Very good. Lord, we're thankful that we can turn again to the Word of God. And we live in a confusing and a changing world, but the Bible is always the same. The truth of God doesn't change. We're thankful.
所以呢,我们非常感恩,感恩我们住在一个非常混乱的世界,每件事情都在改变,但是我们非常感恩的神的话永远不变,你永远不变。
And so now, Lord, we give thanks for your goodness. We thank you for the opportunity to study today. Teach us, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus' name.
主要我们非常感恩,就是说呢,我们就是今天我们学习您的话的时候呢,求您来教导我们,我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're looking at the seven churches that the Lord is writing to, and each church is slightly different from the other.
所以我们在学习启示录里面,主耶稣基督写给教会的信,七个教会,这个教会呢,给每个教会呢,写的信呢,都是不一样的。
They were all in the same region of, we would say, central western Turkey today, all within 100 miles of one another, but they were very different churches.
因为他们呢,其实都是在同一个地区,这同一个地区呢,在东,那个东西部的土耳其,他们互相之间的呢,距离呢,大概都在100英里左右,但是呢,他们是七个完全不同的教会。
So these churches then were representative of the churches in the days of the Apostle John.
这些教会呢,就是典型的代表了在那个使徒约翰时期的教会。
But they were also sequentially representative of the church down through the ages from the days of the Apostle John to today.
这个呢,同样呢,它也是按照时间顺序代表了教会的历史,从当时使徒约翰那个时期的教会一直到今天这样的教会时期。
And they are also representative of individual churches in the days in which we live.
同样呢,这些每一个教会呢,它代表了单独的,就是我们今天所 面所在的这样的教会的这个典型的教会的样子。
And there is, excuse me, there is also a sense in which each church is a representative of the individual in a church today.
这个呢,同样呢,就是说每一个教会呢,它代表了今天单独的,就是那个个。 单个的教会跟他们的内心是他们代表了他们。
So we have several objectives. We want to learn about the churches as they are presented to us.
所以我们有几个目标,就是首先呢,我们要学习这些教会代表了我们的这样的一些教会。
And then we want to see what the churches were like historically.
然后我们也要看看这些教会在历史上他们是什么样的。
Then we want to see what the churches are like in our society today.
然后呢,也要看看这些教会呢,它是像我们今天在我们的社会里哪样的一个教会。
And then we want to find out what our church is like.
然后呢,我们就要发现我们的教会是属于哪一类的。
And then we want to find out what I am like in our church today.
然后呢,我要最后要找出我在我的教会里是什么样的。
So here are three questions we're going to return to. Number one, of all the seven churches, which one do you think is most descriptive of the churches in the world today, especially the churches in the Western world in Vancouver? Which church is most representative of them?
现在呢，我有三个问题。第一个问题就是说呢，就是说这里面七个教会里哪一个教会跟我们当今，尤其是说西方的，就是我们在温哥华这样的教会，哪一个教会跟我们现在的教会最像？
And then the somewhat harder question is, what kind of a church is 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel today? Most of us, I think maybe all of us are associated with 16th. What kind of church is 16th?
然后呢这个问题呢就有点难了。原来就是我们十六届福音教会是像那七个教会中的哪一个那样的教会，因为我们中间的大多数人都是在我们十六届福音教会的。
And this is the hardest question. What kind of a church would 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel be if everybody in the church were just like me or you? Each of us have got to say, what would the church be like if everybody in the church were just like me?
这后面一个问题就是最难的一个问题。如果我们在十六届福音教会里每个人都像我自己一样，你们都问自己这个问题，都像你自己，都像我这样，那么我们的教会会成为一个什么样的教会？
All right, so all that is background.
这里都是讲的一些背景。
Let's go in, we'll just do a little review. We talked about five churches thus far.
因为我们来复习一下，复习一下，因为到目前为止我们谈到了五类的教会。
The church at Ephesus was the first church. It was an apostolic church, and much of what they had was very good, but they had left their first love.
这个呢，首先的一类的教会就像以弗所那样的教会，以弗所那样的教会呢，代表了当时使徒时代的那样的教会，他们中间呢，大多数事情都是好的，但是呢，他们却失去了起初的爱。
And then the second church was the church at Smyrna. It was most clearly characterized by much persecution in the second and the third centuries.Much persecution in the world, in the church, and Smyrna was typical of that.
然后士美拿呢，就是第二个教会。第二个教会士美拿代表的那些受迫害的教会，这个大部分都是在二世纪到三世纪之间。这个世界呢，就对教会极大的迫害，所以他们当时受到了迫害呢，就是整个教会受迫害的一个典型。
So the third church then was the church at Pergamos. And the problem in the church at Pergamos is that it was a church in a very wicked city, and much of the wickedness of the city came over and took over in the church at Pergamos, so that the description is the church and the world system were married together.
这里呢第三类的教会就是别加摩，别加摩这样的教会呢，当时呢这个教会它在一个邪恶的城市里，当时的情况就是那个城市里的大多数的邪恶呢，他们渗透到了这个教会里面，而且接管了教会，所以大从某种意义上来说呢，这个别加摩的教会跟这个世界上的邪恶呢，他们就像结婚一样连在了一起。
The next church is the church at Thyatira, and that was a church where the hierarchy, the church organization was very bad, but some under that church organization were good, strong Christians, but the top was very bad.
然后接下来这个教会就是忒亚忒纳教会，忒亚忒纳教会呢，它是这样一个类型的教会，他们在管理层在高阶的那些人呢都是很坏很坏的人，但是在下面的那些人都是好的，所以这一类的教会呢，他们是管理人员是高层人员是坏的。
Then the next church, Sardis, was reversed. The teachings at the top were pretty good, but the actual practiceof the church was very, very weak. They had good, some good theology, not all good theology, but they had some good theology, but most people didn't practice it.
这里呢，就然后又来到一个叫撒底的教会，这个撒底教会跟他亚天那刚好相反，他们是在高层在上层的人特别好，但是呢，在底下的人呢，他们不怎么样。然后呢，那个上层呢，他们有很好的神学教育，就是说他们可能呢就是有一些，不是说所有的教育都是好的，只是他们的教育是好的，人也是好的，只是底下的人他不去实践。
And now we get to the sixth church, and that is the church in Philadelphia, chapter 3 and verse number 7.
然后呢，我们就来到了这个叫腓立铁腓的教会。这个教会呢，实际上就是在第七节开始就描述这个教会，启示录第三章第七节。
And it is called the Church of Philadelphia. That's the place where this church was located, Philadelphia.
这个教会的名字叫做腓立铁腓，这个腓立铁腓其实是个地名，就是这个教会所在的地方。And
of all the churches, this one has possibly the most wonderful name. The name means Philadelphia, lover of brothers.
这个教会的这个名字呢，实际上是这几个教会里最好的一个名字。这个名字呢，就是说爱弟兄的一个教会。It's
called the city of brotherly love.
这个城市被称之为有那个弟兄之爱的城市。There
is a city in the state of Pennsylvania in the United States that's called Philadelphia. And they chose that name because of this good name in this church.
今天呢，在美国呢，在宾夕法尼亚州呢，有一个名字，城市名字就叫费城，其实就是这个腓立铁，就是这个腓立铁，他们是从圣经里选择了这个名字作为他们城市的名字。Is
it important for us to love one another?
对我们来说，互相爱是非常重要的。
And the answer is yes.
答案呢，肯定是。
Do we love one another?
那么我们互相爱吗？
And the answer is yes, we try.
答案是是，我们正在努力。
Do a good job of loving one another?
所以呢，我们就是爱每一个人，互相爱，我们做得很好吗？
And the answer is not always no.
所以呢，答案呢，就是说呢，通常都是没有做的。And
I am very embarrassed because almost every Sunday I call somebody by the wrong name.
我感到非常尴尬，因为每个星期天早晨呢，我都会把一个人的名字叫错。And
sometimes I have to say I'm awfully sorry that I got your name wrong. I want you to know I don't know your name, but I still love you.
有时候呢，我跟他说呢，我非常非常抱歉，因为我把你的名字说错了。但是呢，你要我要让你知道，就算我把你的名字说错了呢，我也爱你。If
I were to ask you, what is the most important commandment that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples? What would that commandment be?
所以如果我问你们这样一个问题，那么我们的主耶稣基督给他们，给他的门徒们的最大的诫命是什么呢？
Somebody want to give it to me?
有没有人给我一个答案？
Love each other, love your brother.
That's right, Vic, you got it. My next question is not that hard, but roughly it is. How many times did Jesus tell us to love one another?
因为呢，这老王说的是我们互相爱，这个是对的。那么这个里面呢，下一个问题他也要问，可能有点难。就是说，主耶稣基督在圣经里告诉他的门徒们多少次你们要互相爱呢？
Many, many times. John says he gave us a new commandment. Love one another. Over and over. Love one another. Love one another.
今天就是讲了很多很多很多的次，就像使徒约翰讲的，说是主给我们一个新的命令，就是你们要互相爱，所以你们要一直一直重复。
Now I'm going to tell you that the Lord has been very, very good to me.
我要告诉大家呢，主呢对我非常非常的好。
Because he has given me many brothers and sisters.
因为他给了我很多的弟兄们和姊妹们。
And they're like you.
他们就像你们这样的人。
And that's because they're easy to love.
因为对他们来说呢，我很容易去爱他们。
You could tell me, my sister and I often talk about it. And she says, Harold, do you like that food? I say, no, I don't like that kind of food.
所以呢，你可以也是这样的。我跟我姐姐呢经常这么讨论。我姐姐说，Harold, 你喜欢吃那个食物吗？我说我不喜欢吃，不好吃。
And I say, you know, some foods just aren't that easy to like.
所以呢，我说你知道吗？有些食物你并没有那么容易去喜欢吃。
But you Christians, especially you here today, you Christians are very kind to me because you have made it easy for me to love you.
因为这特别的讲，就是在现在，你们都是基督徒的朋友们，所以呢，你们对我非常的好，所以让我非常容易的爱上你们。
Thank you very much.
谢谢你们。
All right.What does the Lord Jesus say to the church at Philadelphia?
那么主耶稣基督对腓拉铁腓教会说了些什么呢?
So back to verse 7. He says, these are the words of him, that's Jesus, who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open.
你这里讲的呢，你要写信给腓拉铁腓教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没人能关，关了就没人能开的说。
All right, now the question is, what would be meant by that particular line? What he shuts, no one can open. What he opens, no one can shut.What would that all mean?
现在的问题就是这个说呢，开了就没人能关，关了就没人能开。这句话的意思到底是什么意思呢？
And the answer is that it is a logic, a phrase that is very similar to what we get in Isaiah chapter 22.
所以呢，就答案呢，就是说这个呢，从逻辑上面来看，这一句话跟我们在以赛亚书第二十章的那几节经文的，第二十二章的那些经文里面的逻辑是类似的。
And in Isaiah 22, these very words are repeated.
所以在以赛亚书的第二十二章这样的。话一直在重复。
And my problem is I'm having trouble finding them on the page, but one of you will find them for me in Isaiah chapter 22.
这个里面呢，我的问题就是，他很难找到那个，你们自己知道的可以告诉他。And the verse 22.
Okay, that's right. 22, yes, that's right. Verse 22 says, And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut. He shall shut, and no one shall open.
在以赛亚书二十二章十二节里说，我必将大卫的钥匙放在他肩头上，他开，无人能关；他关，无人能开。
All right, so here's the point that I'm making now. And that is that if you want to know what is meant in the book of Revelation, there will usually be a key, a cross-reference back to something else in the Bible that will help explain it to you.
今天我这里我要指出的这个点就在这里，就是说你如果想去理解启示录的讲的一些话或一些经文的话呢，通常呢你会追溯回去在圣经里其他的那些书本里可以找到与它相关的这样的一个次来交叉的参考经文。
And so the story in Isaiah 22 is very interesting. There was a man who was basically the treasurer in the kingdom. He had lots of power and lots of money.
因为这个呢，在以赛亚书22章的这个故事就是非常有趣的，就是因为有一个人呢，他在国王，他在王国里有个人呢，他是其实是那个财政部长那样的形式的。 他呢手上有钥匙，所以呢他掌管着很多的钱，很多的财富。
And he didn't do a good job, so God said, "No, we're going to get rid of this man, Shebna, and we are going to give his responsibility to another man, Eliakim."
因为这个当时呢，那个财政部长呢，并没有做把他的工作做好，所以呢，神就说呢，我们要移去这个人，把这个权力交到另外一个叫Eliakim的人手里。
So Eliakim was a good man, and he was willing to do the work of God, and so God said to him, Eliakim, I'm going to give you the job of treasurer, but I'm going to open the doors for you so that nobody will shut. I'm going to shut the doors for you so that nobody will open. Eliakim, I am going to help you do the work of God because your heart is great. Shebna's was not.
然后呢，神就跟耶莱肯说呢，他是个很，因为你这个耶莱肯是个很好的人，然后呢，他也愿意去做神的工。然后神就跟他说呢，我现在要把这个工作交给你，交给你以后呢，然后我如果打开一扇门，就没人能关上；如果我关上，为你关上一扇门，那就没人打开。所以另外那个前面那个人他做的不好，所以我不让他做。So
verse number 7 basically says that God is the one who, Jesus is the one who opens. No one can shut. He's the one who shuts. No one can open because he was faithful like Eliakim.
那这个第七节里所讲的神说呢，主耶稣基督他有这样的一个钥匙，他开了就没人能关，关了就没有人能开，因为主耶稣基督他是信实的。
Now, the implication of that is wonderful. It goes like this. If Jesus has the key to open doors and to close doors, then if I do what he wants, he could open the doors for me.
这里指出的一点呢，就是说呢，如果主耶稣基督他有那个那把钥匙。 他开了门就没人能关，他关了就没人能开，他有这样一把钥匙的话呢，如果我相信主耶稣基督呢，他会为我打开一扇门。
And Jesus could close the doors for me.
主耶稣基督也可以为我把那扇门关上。So
you and I pray and we say, Lord, I don't know what to do, would you please lead me? And we start to walk, and all of a sudden we see an open door there, and so we go through.
所以我们通常说的主耶稣说，哎呀，我们不知道，我跟主耶稣就说我们不知道该怎么做，所以我们就跟着主耶稣基督走，走着走着呢，我们发现那里有一扇门是开着的。And
then in other places we see a closed door, and we say, I'd like to go there, but I can't. That door just closed. I can't go there.
但是另外一个地方，我们看见一扇关着的门，就是说呢，我想通过走进那扇门，但是那个门是关着的，我走不进去。
That reminds me of the story of Margaret Roberts. Some of you will remember her at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
因为这个故事让我想起那个叫 Margaret Roberts， 所以你们有些人可能认识，我们16界福音教会的这个叫 Margaret Roberts 的人。
She said, "I think I should go as a missionary to China."
可是呢，我认为我应该到中国去做宣教士。
She said, I want to go to that province, and I want to go to that city in that province.
那个省的那一个城市。
And so she made plans to go, and at about that same time, Mao Zedong came along and said, no, you can't go.
因为他当时呢,他就计划好了要去中国,计划好了要去中国的时候,这时候呢,毛泽东呢,他就统治了中国。 然后毛泽东说了,你不能来我们国家做宣教士。
So she said, well, that's very strange. I wanted to go there. I can't go there. I wonder what I should do.
因为他说这个有点奇怪,因为我想去中国去做宣教士,但是我去不了,下一步我该怎么做呢?
And then she said, well, it's interesting. The door is open. I could go to Taiwan.
他说呢,这个也非常有趣,因为去台湾的门是向他开着的。
So she spent her life as a servant of the Lord in Taiwan. She wanted to go to China. Jesus said no.
现在他把他余生的时间呢都在台湾服侍神，因为他想去中国做宣教士，然后主耶稣说不，你不能去。
She said, well, what should I do? And the door was open to Taiwan. So she said, I think Jesus is saying yes, and he led her to Taiwan.
因为他这个门呢关上了,他说我该怎么办呢?所以他看见了主耶稣基督给他开了一扇门,说你可以去台湾,然后他说是啊,那我就去台湾。Alright,
what do we know else about Philadelphia? Verse number 8, I know your deeds. Jesus knows our work. He knows what we do.
因为这个第八节,我们讲一下,到底是菲拉西,菲拉西教会这个什么样教会呢? 第八节说我知道你的行为,所以主耶稣知道我们的行为。
I used to work for many bosses, and I would talk to them, and they would often say, Harold, I know what you do. And I know what you don't do. He's a good boss.
因为我以前呢为很多老板工作过。通常呢我跟我老板谈话的时候，老板说：“儿子，我知道你做什么，我知道你不做什么，所以他是个好的老板。”Jesus
knows what we do. We can fool other people. We can't fool him.
所以呢，主耶稣基督知道我们所做的一切。 我们可以去愚弄其他的人,但是我们却愚弄不了主耶稣。
And then he says in verse 8, See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. That sounds pretty good.
然后这里说呢,看了我在你面前给你一扇敞开了门,是无人能关的,这个太好了。
And then he says, I know that you have a little strength.
他说,然后就是说,我知道你略有一点力量。Sometimes
you and I feel like that. We say there's a big job and I don't have much strength. Jesus said, I know you don't have much strength, but you got a little strength, keep going.
因为有时候呢,我们就像这样的,我们知道那样有一个工作,但是我们却说呢,我们没有力量去做工作,那主耶稣基督说呢,我知道你有一点点的力量,你继续做就可以了。
And then he says two good things about them. He says, you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name.
然后呢,他又,主耶稣就告诉他们一些他们的做的好事情。他就说呢,你们也遵守了我的道,没有弃绝我的名。
That's wonderful. And they simply kept his word. What are you doing? Oh, he says, I'm just doing what Jesus wants me to do.
因为这个是很奇妙的,因为他说呢,他们遵守了主耶稣基督的道,那么呢,有些人说呢,你做了些什么?他说,我做了主耶稣基督要我做的事情。When
I was a little boy, sometimes somebody would say to me, what are you doing, Harold?
然后呢,当我还是个小男孩的时候,有些人问我说,Harold,你在干什么?
I would say, I'm doing what my daddy told me to do.
我说我在做我爸爸要我做的事。
Now, they didn't contradict me after that.
然后在这以后呢,他们就不反对他了。They
said, you're a good boy. If you're doing what your daddy wants you to do, you're a good boy.
他们说,你是个好孩子,你是个好孩子,如果你做你父亲要你做的事情,你就是个好孩子。
Somebody says to you, what are you doing?
有些人问你，就是你在做什么？
You say, I'm just doing what Jesus wants me to do.
你说我在做主耶稣基督要我做的事。
That's a pretty good answer.
这是一个很好的答案。
And you've not denied his name.
你没有拒绝他的名。
When I was a teenager, I used to often go out to a party on a night. I'd go to a friend's house. And when I went to the party, my father would often say to me, Harold, you just remember who you are.
然后呢，当我还是个青少年的时候呢，我通常呢会去我的朋友家参加一个聚会。但是呢，在我去参加聚会之前呢，我爸爸跟我讲说，Harold，你要记住你是谁。
What he was basically saying is, Harold, you've got two names.
基本上告诉我们说, Harold, 你现在有两个名字。
One of your names, Harold, is Summers. You make sure that you keep that a good name.
其中一个名字叫Harold Summers, 你要确保让这个名字有好名声。
And then the other name you have is you've got the name of Jesus. You make sure that you keep his name because you could do something that's bad. You could do what the other boys want you to do. You keep a good name, a Summer's name and a Jesus name.
这个名字就是主耶稣基督的名字。主耶稣基督的名字呢，就是说呢，你如果说去，你要保持主耶稣基督的名声，要保证他的名声是有个好名声。就是说，如果说你可能呢，就是别的人呢诱惑你去干一些别的坏事。 可能污了主的名，所以你要一直要做好事，让这个你的Summers的名字和主耶稣的名字都有好的名声。
And then verse 9, Jesus says to the Philadelphians, I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, even though they're not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
第九节继续说，看哪，那属撒旦会堂的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，而说谎话的，看哪，我要使他们来，在你的脚前下拜，也使他们知道我已经爱了你。
Okay, so that's very good. Very often as you go through life, people say to you, you're wrong, you're foolish, you're doing the wrong thing. Why do you waste your time telling people about Jesus? That's all wrong.
所以呢，就是这个也是很好的，因为有时候人家会问你，跟你说说你做错了，你在浪费时间，你为什么要浪费那么多时间，一直到处去给别人传讲主耶稣呢？
They may be, and they often are, of the synagogue of Satan. They're serving Satan, not Jesus.
这样的人呢，他们通常是服侍撒旦的，而不是服侍主耶稣的。
They came to be Jews in the sense that they're following God, but they're not.
他们呢，看起来像是犹太人，他们是跟随神的，但是他们就不是。
But he says then, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that you have loved me.
然后接着说呢，我要使他们来，在你脚下下拜，让他们知道我爱了你们。
But that's not what it says. I will make them acknowledge that I have loved you.
但这里呢，讲到的是也使他们知道我已经爱了你。
Some people say to me periodically, how did you get that? How did you have such wonderful this or that or the other thing? How come things are good for you?
有时候有些人跟我说呢，说你怎么得到，你怎么可能得到那么多好的东西？这些好的事情为什么会发生在你身上呢？
And then they look at me and say, I guess the only reason that you got all those good things is because Jesus loved you, Harold.
然后呢，他们看着我，最后他们得出一个结论，他们说呢， Harold， 因为你得到这么多的好东西呢，是因为主耶稣基督爱你。
Okay, I would like it when my enemies do the bad thing.
所以呢，我就说呢，就说我的敌人在干坏事的时候，我会做一些好。
And instead of me getting a bad thing, I get a good thing.
因为我不去做坏事呢,
And they say, how did that ever happen?
他们会说呢,
And the answer is because Jesus loved me.
这答案是呢,
okay. I told you this simple story that came to me when I was on the bus, probably as a teenager.
今天我告诉大家一个很简单的故事，当我还是青少年的时候呢，我在坐公交车。
I looked at the bus. There were quite a few empty seats on the bus, and I asked myself the question, Harold, if the Lord Jesus were to get on the bus, where would he sit?
因为我看到公交车上有几个空的座位，然后我就问自己一个问题，我说 Harold， 如果主耶稣基督现在上这辆公交车，他会坐在哪里呢？
And I thought, well, that's pretty easy. If the Lord Jesus got on this bus, he'd come and sit beside me.
这个太容易了。如果主耶稣基督上了这辆公交车的话呢，他就会坐在我旁边。Of course,
the question is, why would he sit beside me?
这个问题就是为什么他要坐在我旁边呢？
Because he loves me, that's why.
因为他爱我，这就是为什么。If
my daddy got on the bus, he'd sit beside me.
我爸爸上公交车的时候，他坐在我旁边。
Jesus got on the bus, he'd sit beside me.
主耶稣基督上了公交车，他也会坐在我旁边。
Not because I love him, because he loves me.
并不是因为我爱他，而是他爱我。
I think that's wonderful.
这个是太奇妙。Verse
10, since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I also will keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole earth to test those who live on the earth.
就是说你自遵守我忍耐的道，我也必保守你脱离那试探的时候，就是将临到全世界。
Okay, there's a big time of trouble and trial. The hour of trial is coming on the earth.
所以呢，这里有一个时间和试炼，这个时间和试炼呢，它要来到整个世界上。
We often call it the Great Tribulation.
我们通常把那个称之为大灾难。
It's a time of suffering, a time of sorrow, a time of trouble, and it's coming on the whole earth.
因为这里的这个时间是苦难、痛苦和麻烦的一个时代，这个时代呢会面临在整个世界上。
What's going to happen to the saints in Philadelphia? What will happen to the Philadelphian church at that time?
所以呢，当时呢，发生，如果在这样的时间出现的时候，那么，腓拉帖腓这个教会会怎么样呢？
The Lord is promising that the problem won't come to them.
所以主耶稣基督已经应许了，这样的麻烦不会临到他们身上。
All right, verse 13. The Lord Jesus, verse 11, Jesus goes on and he says, I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have.
第十一节说呢，主耶稣说，我必快来，你要持守你所有。
Sometimes when we have to wait a bit, we become just a little bit lazy. We become a little bit unprepared, and we're just not always really ready.
有时候呢，我们呢会变得有点懒，我们呢也没有准备好，所以我们有时候不总不是我们每个时候都准已经准备好了的。He
says, if you're not careful, somebody could steal your crown.
他说呢，如果你不小心的话。 有些人呢会偷了你的冠冕。
Why would you get a crown?
为什么能够得到一个冠冕呢？
Well, you get a crown for doing the good things that God wants you to do.
因为你得到 一个冠冕是因为你做了一件神要你做的好事。
And as you read through the New Testament, you will find that God has provided many crowns for his people.
所以如果去读新约的话，你会发现呢，神呢给他的子民提供了很多的冠冕。
And if you were like the Philadelphian church and you went through this open door and God blessed you and gave you a crown, you went through that open door, God blessed you and gave you a crown, how could you lose the crown?
所以呢，如果你像腓拉铁腓教会的这样的人，神帮助你通过了一扇门得到哪一个冠冕，你又通过另一扇打开门又得到了一个冠冕，那么你怎么可能失去你得到的冠冕呢？
Well, I guess, just to use the analogy, if I had a crown on my head and I decided I'm not going to go to work today, I'm just going to sleep.
因为我就这么打个比方吧，如果我得到了这样一个冠冕在我头上我戴着的，但是今天呢我决定我不出去工作，我要睡觉。
I could take a nap and instead of being alert, somebody could come along and steal my crown.
因为呢我可能打个盹儿，打个盹儿的时候，这个时候我不警醒，那么就有人进来呢，把我的冠冕给偷走了。
If you've got a crown in the house, make sure you lock the door.
所以说，如果你在家里有一个冠冕的话呢，你要确保你把门给关上了。
But it would be possible to become just a little bit lazy. You could say, I know the door is open, I'll work tomorrow.Going to take the day off today.
所以呢，通常呢也会很容易这样，就是我知道啊、哦、那个门是为我开着的，所以我明天再去过那个门，我明天再去工作，我今天就休息一天。
And even if you were one of the saints in Philadelphia, even if you were the church in Philadelphia, it would be possible.That crown that you worked for, you could lose, and you'd say, oh dear, I had it, and I forfeited it.
因为这个呢，有时候呢，就是说，你有可能像那个腓拉铁腓的教会的一员，也可能会像整个腓拉铁腓教会，就是说，你得到了一个冠冕，得到一个冠冕呢，就是说呢。你失去了，所以呢，就是说，实际上是最后你放弃了。
Or you might say, I could have had that crown, but instead of working for it, I knew the door was open, I knew the opportunity was there, I could have gone and had a crown, I just never went it, somebody else took the crown, my name was on it, should have been mine.But the other person got it because I didn't go through the open door and do the work on the other side.
所以这个呢，有可能也是这样的，因为你看见了前面开了一扇门，然后你通过那扇门以后呢，你如果去努力工作的话，你可能得到了那个冠冕。那冠冕上其实它已经是你的了，那上面也写上你的名字了，但是呢，你就没有过去，你没有去，你说你等一下。你偷了，然后别人通过那扇门把那个冠冕拿到了，因为你失去那冠冕，只是你没有及时的通过那扇门，在门的那边把工作做完。
Now, the Lord Jesus Christ says, He said it in the Gospels, He said, Son, go work today in my vineyard.
所以呢，在福音书里，主耶稣跟他的那些门徒们说呢，孩子们呢，今天去葡萄园把工作给做了。
And some said yes, but then they decided not to go. They said they would, they just didn't go.
有些人说是的，我会去做的，但是他们已经决定了去做，但他们却没去做。
Others said they wouldn't go, but then after they realized how foolish they were, so they said, all right, we will go.
有些人说呢，其他人说我不愿意去做，但是呢。过了不一会儿，他意识到他很愚蠢，他就说啊，我应该去做，他就去把工作给做。
So the question the Lord Jesus Christ asked is, which of these two did the will of the Father? The one who said, I will go and didn't, or the one who said, I won't go and he did?
那主说呢， 问他的门徒们说，这两类人哪一类是遵守了神的旨意呢？第一类人说呢，他愿意去做，但是没做；第二类人说他不愿意做，但是把工作给做了。
And so very, very easy for those in the church at Philadelphia to say, I will go, but they just never really did go.
因为这里对那个腓拉铁铁腓的教会的那些人呢，是非常容易，对他们非常容易去说，我愿意去做，但是呢，他却没有做。
All right, so verse 11 again. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
第十一节在什么的时候，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Verse 14 says, Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God.
第十二节说呢，得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
So Jesus in heaven is going to have a great big temple.
所以主耶稣基督在天堂里会有一个非常巨大的圣殿。
It may actually be the New Jerusalem. We're not sure. It could be both.
可能就是新耶路撒冷，我们不是很确定，也许两者都是。
But we do know this.That the person from the church in Philadelphia who overcomes and does the work of God, takes advantage of the open door and does that work, he will become a pillar in the temple of God.
但在这里我们知道的是在腓拉铁腓这个教会里的人呢，那些得胜的，如果他们利用这个机会走过那个门，把那个工作做完的，他们得胜的这些人最终呢能够成为神圣殿里的柱子。
So I sometimes like to think of going into the New Jerusalem and seeing a pillar somewhere and against it is the name of, I don't know, let's say John Wesley.
因为我有时候呢我就想象着我到新耶路撒冷城的时候呢，我看见那里有一些柱子，我在柱子这样一看，我们就说呢，我假设一下，那个人的名字是 John Wesley。
He was certainly a great man in the work of God.
他肯确定他是一个在做神的工里面的一个守神的人。
And I could see entering in that great big room in that temple and a pillar holding it all together. And the pillar would be John Wesley and around it all kinds of beautiful people who were led to the Lord by John Wesley.
也就是说呢，在那里有一个大的房间，大的房间里有个柱子，柱子叫 John Wesley 的。但是这个柱子周围环绕着很多的人，这些人都是那个 John Wesley 带领信主的。
And this suggests that everyone who is faithful and is an overcomer in the church in Philadelphia will be a pillar in God's temple. That is marvelous.
所以我们在这里呢，可以就是说，假设在那个腓拉铁腓的那些所有的做完成了神的工作的人呢，他们每一个人都会成为在神的圣殿里的一个柱子，这太神奇了。
And the sense is, the next line says, "Never again will he leave it," which means that his pillar and his greatness will always be there. It'll never be destroyed.
因为这个呢，下一句就是说呢，他也必不再从那里出去。这个就是说呢，如果在那个里面的神殿里的柱子，它会永远存在那里，没有人能够破坏它。
If someone were to leave his crown, to lose his crown, when would he lose the crown?
如果有一个人呢，他失去了冠冕，那他什么时候会失去他的冠冕呢？
Well, he would lose his crown when he's alive.But if he takes his crown into the New Jerusalem, into the temple of God, he will never lose it. What we inherit from God, we will never lose. But we can lose much of our inheritance while we're alive by living irresponsible lives.
答案呢，就是说，在他还活在地球上的时候， 他会失去他所得到的冠冕，他有可能失去。那如果说他到了新耶路撒冷，到了神的圣殿呢以后呢，他就永远不会失去他的冠冕。就是说这个意思呢，就是说我们从神那里继承来的基业呢，我们到了天上呢永远不会失去。我们唯一能够失去的机会呢，就是在我们地球上的时候，我们活着的时候，我们没有把神的功做好。
He says, I will write on him, excuse me, I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God.
接着又说呢，我也要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
He says, I'm going to write on him the name of my God, and at the end of the verse, I'm going to write on him my own name.
现在这里讲的是呢，就是说呢，我要把他的我神的名字写在他身上，然后在这一节经文结束的时候呢，要把我自己的名字写在他身上。
It's going to be his new name.
这里呢，又是我们主的新名字。
And we're not told precisely what new name that will be. It might be possibly the victorious one.
所以呢，我们也不知道那个新名字是什么，但是呢，有可能就是那个就是得胜的那个人的名字。
All right, and it all concludes as the message to every church concludes. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
所以这个结论呢，是包括腓拉铁稳教会，也是包括所有的教会的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。
So why was this letter written to the Philadelphians?
所以为什么这封书信要写给腓拉铁稳教会呢？
So that you and I who are not Philadelphians would read it and learn and grow.
就是这是为了让我们这些不在腓拉铁腓教会的人可以读到这封书信并成长。
So the question now is, the church at Philadelphia, that a good church or a not so good church?
所以呢，现在问题是这个腓拉铁腓这个教会是个好教会呢，还是个不好的教会呢？
And the answer is, it's a pretty good church.
答案是一个非常好的教会。
In an historic context, it goes like this. The Ephesian church, probably for the first century. Then the Smyrna church with persecution for the second and third century. Then the Smyrna church for the fourth and fifth and sixth century. And then the Thyatira church from the seventh, maybe to the 14th, 15th, I guess the 15th century.And then the Sardis church for the 16th and 17th century.
所以这里呢，这个大概的就是这样的。在历史上呢，那个以弗所那个教会呢，大概相当于第一个世纪的教会。那么那个士美拿呢，那个苏珀教会呢，大概就相当于是二到三世纪这样的时代的一个教会。那么这个别加摩教会呢，它可能就是相当于是一个那个四世纪一直到十几、十五世纪那样的一个教会。那么那个忒亚忒拿教会呢，可能也相当于十六到十七世纪的教会。那么后面这个叫什么是别加沙迪的这个教会呢，可能也是在十七、十八世纪这样一个教会。
But something very wonderful happened in the 18th and 19th century. What God did was he began to open doors to missionary work all over the world.
但是呢，就是说在这以后18到19世纪呢，有些好的事情发生了，神打开了那扇让先教士去整个世界的那扇门。
And the missionaries went from Europe, from Canada and the United States, and so on. They went out all over the world with the gospel. The door was open. God opened the doors and nobody could shut it.
这个呢，就是从欧洲还有北美洲、美国啊加拿大这里的所有的那些宣教士们呢，他们借着那个打开的门，人能关上的门呢，把福音传遍了整个世界。
And marvelous things happened in Europe, happened in England, happened in the United States, and from them it happened all over the world. Many, many people heard the gospel.
所以那个时候呢，很多神奇的事情呢，发生在欧洲，发生在美国，发生在北美洲，发生在加拿大，发生在全世界。所以那个时候呢，很多很多的人都听到了福音。
That's when the gospel first went to China, and it had a wonderful impact on many.
这就是为什么那个福音首先传到了中国的时候呢，在中国产生了巨大的影响，在许多人身上。
And those days continued really right up through the 19th century, sometime even into the 20th century. God was doing a great work in many places.
这个事情呢，就一直延续到第19世纪，甚至到20世纪。所以神在这个时期呢，行了很多很多的神奇的事。
But unfortunately, there has been a substantial decline since then.
所以呢，就是不幸的是，从那以后呢，就开始往下下降了。
So I read a note today on the news, and this is what it said. It said,
今天呢，我在新闻里呢，就看到了，读到一篇新闻，这个新闻是这么说的。
It said, for the first time in a very long time, long before they started taking notes, for the first time, the majority of the people in the United Kingdom are not Christians.
所以他这个新闻讲的说是，从有史以来，就是他们有记录以来，是第一次在英国的大多数人不是基督徒。
That's today's news.
这是今天的新闻。
The doors are closing. How sad.
所以这个门呢，就开始关了，多么的悲伤。
All right, there's one more church.
And
starting in verse 14.
我们还有一个教会，是从第14节开始。
And there we read, to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
第四节说，我要写信给老底嘉教会的天使，那阿们的信实的真实见证的神创造之开始说。
All right, those are good words again about Jesus. He's the Amen. It means he's the faithful one. He's the one who is firm and solid and will not change.
那这就是我们主耶稣基督的那个很多的好的名字之一。但就是那是阿们的，就是证明他是信实的，他是一定会把事情做完的。He's
the faithful and true witness. He hasn't changed.
他是信实的，是真实见证的，他还没有改变。
And he's the ruler of God's creation.
他是神创造的所有被造物的统治者。
Isn't that interesting? If he's the ruler of God's creation, then what about carbon dioxide in China and climate change?
那如果这个里边有趣的，如果主耶稣基督是神创造万物之元首，那么说。 这些二氧化碳呢，或者全球变暖，这个会是什么样子呢？
Who's in charge of the thermostat on this old globe of ours? Who's in charge?
所以谁在管理管理这个整个全球气候的这个控制的开关呢？
Jesus is in charge.
主耶稣就在管这个开关。
Now the world doesn't believe that.
这个世界不相信。
The world says we've got to spend trillions of dollars to reduce the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
现在这个世界说呢，我们要花几百亿的钱来改变这个二氧化碳造成的全球气候变暖。
And Jesus says, hang on a minute, I'm still the ruler of God's creation. Hallelujah.
主耶稣都说你等一等，我仍然是那个神创造万物之上的元首。Hallelujah.
Now he says in verse 15, I know your deeds. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either one or the other. So because you're lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
第十五节说呢，我知道你的行为，你也不冷，也不热，也不热，我巴不得你冷或热，就是说你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出来。
Wow. So, what's it mean?
对，哇，这什么意思呢？
It means this, that God wants his people to be hot for God.
所以这个意意味着呢，神呢，要让他的子民呢，为神发热。
He doesn't want them to be cold. He doesn't want them to turn away from God. He understands that. But he says, if you're a Christian, I want you to be hot.
所以呢，神不想让人他的子民变冷。如果他是个基督徒呢，神不想让他离开神，他要他跟着神，让他为神发热。
And these people said, we don't want to be hot, that's hard. We don't want to be cold, that'd be scary. We're just sort of in the middle here. Da da da. Don't worry, everything's fine. La di da di da. We're happy.
这些人说呢，我们不想在上面有这么热。我们也不想在那个下面那么冷，这有点害怕。我们就在中间，我们中间呢，我们就这样很好，哒滴哒滴哒，我们很放松，哒哒。
God says you may be happy, but I'm not happy. I don't even want you in my mouth. I'm going to go and get rid of you.
神说呢，那你们像这样，你们很高兴，但是我却不高兴。如果你们像这样的话，如果是在我口中，我就这样给你吐出来。
What was wrong, verse 17? They said, I'm rich. That's what the church says. The people in the church said, we're rich. I'm rich. I've acquired wealth. And I don't need anything.
这个呢，这些人怎么说的呢？第十七节说呢，我是负责的，就是这些老者家教说，我是负责的，已经发了财，一样也不缺。也不知道你是那里的困苦可怜，所以我什么都不缺。
Okay, that's a pretty independent position, isn't it?
这是一个很独特的一个位置，是不是？
People saying, I don't need God.
人们说呢，我不需要神。
Why? They say I'm rich, and not only am I rich, but I've acquired wealth. It isn't just that I inherited wealth, I acquired wealth. I'm rich, I acquired wealth, and if you want to know the truth, I don't need anything else. I'm just fine. Thank you. I don't need that.
现在这个人呢，他们为什么不需要神呢？这些人呢，说到我是富足的，他们富足，他们不是说他继承的富足，不是继承的财产，是他们自己的财产。他们已经发财了，所以他们发财了以后，他们有任何的东西，他一样也不缺。说我现在很好，我什么都有，我什么都不需要。所以呢，当你告诉我说的时候呢，我不想要，因为我啥也不缺。
I went to a man on 19th or 20th Avenue one day, and we were handing out ultimate questions booklets. I spoke to the man in his yard. I said to him, sir, we're giving these booklets away. They talk about the ultimate questions that we all have to answer. Would you like one of these?
然后呢，很多年前呢，我们到十八届或者十九届那里呢，去发那个福音的传道，发一本书。但是呢，我们就当敲开一扇门的时候呢，我们就说：“先生，我这里有一本书，这本书就是说，他会回答最终我们每一个人都会面临不得不回答的问题，都在这本书里。”
He said to me, "No, I don't want that. I don't need that. I'm okay. Everything's fine."
他说呢，我不想要这个，我现在很好，每一件事情呢都不错。
I said, you may think that today, sir, but there's coming a day when you will need this. And I said, I'm not going to give it to you in your yard. I'm going to go to your door and I'm going to put it through your mailbox and you keep it until you're smart enough to realize you are going to need it.
所以我跟你他说呢，我说先生呢，也许你今天不需要这本书，但是呢，你最终有一天你一定要需要这本书，你要从这本书里找到答案。所以呢，我现在我不会把这本书就是放在你的前院里，我要走进你的门，把那个放在你的邮箱里，然后邮箱里呢，你到直到你有足够的聪明意识到你要去读这本书的时候，你就有这本书在读。
Imagine saying to God, I don't need you.
你去想象一下，你跟神说我不需要你。
What do you do to a five-year-old who says, Mommy, I don't need you, and slams the door?
所以你想象一下，一个五岁的孩子，他跟妈妈说，妈妈，我再也不需要你了，然后摔门而去。
Mommy's not very happy.
妈妈并不高兴。
We do need God. What's the answer?
我们需要神。那么答案是什么呢?
He says, verse 17 again, But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked. Five terrible things.
但是第十七节怎么说呢?我却知道你是那困苦。可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、痴身，这是五件不同的可怕的事情。
All right, there are five very uncomplimentary things there. See if I can just, I'm just trying to pick up on a thought here, and I don't see what I was thinking, what I was going to find. So, all right. To be wretched means to be helpless. No hope. It looks terrible, you act terrible, and there's no hope.
所以呢，这里他想到这五件的事情呢，他想找一些相关的东西，但是现在没想起来。但是现在要跟大家讲的就是呢，困苦就是证明呢，已经没有希望了。
These people were in the so-called church.At Laodicea, they all pretended to be Christians, and they basically said, we're rich, we don't need God. And God says, in my sight, you are wretched, you're hopeless and helpless.
因为这个里面呢，其实这些人呢，他当时都在老底家这个教会，他们呢都极其富有，他们只是说假装他们是个基督徒，他们说他富有，但神说呢不是，你们自己以为是富有的，但在我眼里，你们是困苦的，你们是没有盼望的一些人。
He says you are pitiful. That means that you deserve pity. We feel so, God says, I feel so sorry for you. I pity you. What a terrible mess you're in.
因为呢，第二个呢，他说你们是可怜的。这个意思在就是说你们值得可怜的，你们这些可怜的人，你们多么可怜，所以神说我可怜你们。
You're not rich, you're actually poor. You think you're rich, but you're poor.
你们并不富有，你们就是贫穷的。你自己认为你是富有的，但实际上你们是贫穷的。
And you're blind, which means you can't see where you're going. You think you know where you're going. You don't have the faintest idea where you're going.You're blind.
你是瞎眼的，你认为你知道你要去哪里，所以你其实你根本就不知道你去哪里，因为你是眼瞎的。
And you are naked.
所以呢，你们是赤身的。
I think implied in that is the fact that you think everything's wonderful, but actually you are shameful. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
我认为呢，这个你呢应该应用到说呢，你认为你自己很不错，你认为你自己很好，但实际上你是应该感到羞耻的，你要为自己感到羞耻。
Now this is very interesting because, excuse me, this is a people that say they are a church of Jesus Christ. They're one of the seven churches.
这里面呢有趣呢，这些人呢。他们说他们是神的主耶稣基督的教会，他们是七个教会当中的一个。
Now he says to them, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to be right, what you need to do to go from lukewarm to hot, what you need to go to from being wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked, to being upstanding, outstanding citizens.Three things you have to do.
那然后主耶稣就跟他们说呢，我知道我要你们改变，你们要从不冷不热的这个状态改变到非常热的为神发热心的这个状态。你们现在的情况呢，你们是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼吃身的，所以呢，如果你们要改变现在这个状态呢，你们要有三步要做。
He says verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold.Try it in the fire so that you can become rich. And white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness. And salt to put on your eyes so that you can see.
第十八节说呢，我劝你们向我买在火中试验过的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。用眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
All right, how do you get over this problem? Number one, you come to God and you say, God, I want to buy from you gold.
那这怎么解决上面出现的一个问题呢？第一个呢，就是你来到神面前，你跟神说，神啊，我要向你买金子。
Now the question is, what would that mean?
问题是这什么意思呢？
The problem with the book of Revelation is that much is given in terms of signs, significations, and if you like, pictures. What does gold imply?
所以呢，在这个启示录里的问题呢，就是很多东西它告知的时候呢，是用一个迹象，或者说是用一个画面，或者说是用一个意义告诉你。那么说呢，在这里这个金子它指的是什么呢？
And if you go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you look up gold, you'll find some very interesting verses. I've referred to them before in the book of Lamentations. Hard to find between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the little book of Lamentations, chapter 3, I believe it is.
所以呢，其实上呢，我跟大家讲过很多次，讲过很多次呢，在圣经里呢，指出来的呢，是在耶利米哀歌这本书里。耶利米哀歌呢是很难找到的，实际上呢，它是在以西结书，还有那个耶利米书，还有接着呢就是耶利米哀歌，他认为是在第三章，在我们那个圣经里是哀字。
Lamentations and chapter. I'm looking for it in the other Bible and I'm finding it hard to find it. It's chapter 4.
他看了不同版本的圣经是很难找到的。所以呢，实际上在第四章，耶利米哀歌第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4 and verse 1 says, How has the gold lost its luster? How has the fine gold become dull? The sacred gems are scattered at the head of every street. How the precious sons of Zion, once worth their weight in gold, are now considered as pots of clay.
耶利米哀歌第四章第一节说呢，黄金何其失光，纯金何其变色，圣所的石头倒在各市口上，西安宝贵的粽子好比金金，现在何进尚为窑匠手中所做的瓦瓶。
In that context, what do you have to do to buy gold?
在这个上下文里，你要去买金子，你必须做什么呢？
Answer, you invest in sons.
所以答案呢，是你投资在种子里面。
Some of you have children, many of you have children, most of you have children.
所以你们中间有人有孩子，你们中间很多人有孩子，大多数你们中间这些人都有孩子。
What's your most valuable possession?
所以你最有价值的财产是什么？
Your sons and your daughters.
是你的儿女们，是不是？
And some people say, but I made a lot of money in business.
有些人说呢，我做生意赚了很多钱。
Somebody said, I've got a nice house, I got a nice car, I got all kinds of money.
有些人说呢，我有一个很豪华的房子，我有一个很豪华的车，我有很多的钱。
And the church in Philadelphia and Laodicea said, we're okay, we got lots of money, everything's fine. And God said, tell me about your sons.
所以呢，在老底嘉这个教会的人呢，说呢，我们有很多的钱，我们非常富有，但是呢，神说你的孩子们怎么样？
God says, Laodicea, start buying gold, invest in sons, build up your sons, do everything you can to build your sons to make them mighty for God.
所以呢，神说呢，你们要向我买金子，你要投资在你的孩子们身上，要去把你们的孩子们建立起来，让他们成为属神的人。
Okay, so I don't have any sons, and I don't have any daughters.
所以我没有任何的儿子，我也没任何的女儿。
So what's my job?
那我的工作是什么呢？
Well, my job is, among other things, to help you have godly sons and daughters.
所以我的工作就是从这方面上帮助你们有一个有那些属神的孩子们。
I'm supposed to invest in sons too.
我也应该去投资在孩子们身上。
Okay, and I count it a great privilege to be able to tell other people's children about the blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我把这认为是一个很大的荣幸，我可以去告诉别人去爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Now, in verse 18, the Lord Jesus says, I want you to buy gold, but he says also, I want you to buy white clothes to wear.
因为在第十八节里，主耶稣基督说，我要你们买金子，同样呢，我要你们买那个白袍穿上。
And the teaching of scripture, white clothes is related to the righteousness of Jesus that people wear.
所以呢，白衣在圣经里呢，就代表着主耶稣基督的公义，就是那些人要穿上主耶稣基督的公义。
So we've got to find the verse here, and again, I apologize, but I will find it if I keep going.
我们也要在这里找到这相关的经文，所以呢，如果我在这里面能够找到，他是现在在找关于白衣的
经。Chapter 3 and verse 4.
第三章第四节。
This is Revelation 3 and 4. It says, yet you have a few people even in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy.
哎，启示录第三章第四节说呢，然而在撒底你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行。
The Christian lives a holy life, a life separated from sin, so that his clothes can be white.
基督徒们呢，他们过一个圣洁的生活，这样圣洁的生活呢，与罪是分离的，因此呢，他们的衣服是洁白的。
What happens if you have a son and you give him a nice white suit and he goes out and plays in the mud?
所以呢，如果你呢，关于你的儿女，如果你给他一件很漂亮的白色套装。 然后他穿出去以后呢，在外面玩泥巴。
Oh, you say you can't do that? That doesn't look, you can't have mud all over your white clothes. What are you doing playing in the mud?
所以呢，你说你不能那么做，你不能那么干。你在泥巴里干什么呢？你为什么把你那个白色的衣服上全沾上了污泥？
I'm always amazed. I think there's two things in life that like mud.
因为有时候呢，通常呢这么讲，在我们的人生里有两样的东西，就像泥巴一样。One
is pigs.
一个呢就是猪。And
the other is little boys.
另外一个就是小男孩。Okay,
and so you got to say to the little boys, stop playing in the mud.
所以一直要告诉你的那个小男孩，别玩泥了。
And Jesus says to the church at Laodicea, stop playing in the mud.
所以那主耶稣基督对老底家的教会的人说呢，不要在泥巴里玩。
And go back to Jesus and say, Jesus, would you please give me some white clothes? I don't want to play in the mud anymore. Please give me some white clothes.
因为你们要在主耶稣基督那里说，主耶稣基督，求您赐给我一些白衣，我不再去玩泥巴了，所以求您给我一点白衣服。
And so you buy gold, that is what you're doing for Jesus, and you buy white clothes, that's what you're doing in your personal life. You live in white clothes, and you spend your time for sons and daughters.
那你就是说，从主耶稣基督买金子呢，就是你从那里，主耶稣基督那里，你要去投资在你的儿女身上。第二个呢，你自己你要过一个圣洁的生活，你要穿上白衣，不要去干那些事儿坏事。
And the third thing you've got to do is you've got to go to Jesus and buy some eye salve to put on your eyes so that you can see clearly.
第三件你要做的是呢，你就是到主耶稣基督那里去买点眼药，买点眼药呢，擦在你的眼睛里面，这样呢，你可以就能看得清楚了。Now,
the Lord Jesus met a blind man once. He'd never been able to see. And God said to him, do you want to see? This is what I'll do. And he took some spittle and some mud and he put it on his eyes. And he said, you go wash in the pool of Siloam and you'll be able to see.
然后呢，主耶稣就在有一次呢，他碰见一个瞎子，碰见一个瞎子，这个人说呢，瞎眼，从来没见过。然后呢，主耶稣就说：“你想看见吗？”他说：“想。”然后主耶稣就在那涂一个唾沫的地上，和了一点泥，让泥，然后呢，涂到他眼上，然后这么揉揉揉了以后呢，说：“你在现在的西罗池去洗，洗完了以后呢，你就能看见。”
And the man, though he'd been blind from birth, went down to the pool of Siloam and he washed, and he could see for the first time in his life.
因为那个时候那瞎眼的人呢，他就到了西罗池，西罗池把他洗了以后呢，他人生中第一次看见了。
Now he says here in this chapter Revelation 3, he's saying to the Laodiceans, you say you're a Christian, you say you know all these things, but frankly, you're still blind. You've got to wash with God's eyes off, and then you'll be able to see.
因为这里主耶稣实际上跟他们说，那你们认为你们是基督徒，你们认为你们能看见，其实你们是瞎眼的，你们什么也看不到。所以你来到神那里，向神那里买一些眼药，然后涂在你眼睛里面，然后你就能看见。Now
what is going to enable you to see clearly?
所以什么能够让你看东西看得清楚了？
Answer. The Bible.
答案就是圣经。
The Bible says the entrance of thy words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Marvelous. You want to see right? Start seeing through the eyes of the Bible.
圣经说呢，你进入到圣经里面呢，就能看见神的光。神的光呢，就是能够让你看见，就像很最简单的人也明白这个道理。所以你要想看见，来读圣经。
Jesus said, I am the light of this world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. He'll have the light of life.
所以呢，主耶稣说，我就是这个世界的光，跟随我的必不在黑暗中行走。他就会有光的生命的光。
All right, so three solutions for the church at Laodicea.
所以有三个解决方案对那些老底家教会的人来说。
By gold, by white raiment, and by eyesalve.
所以呢，买金子，买白衣，买眼药水。
And that means invest in people, invest in Jesus' righteousness, invest in the Word of God.
因为这里意味着呢，你要投资在人身上，你要投资在那个主耶稣基督的公义里面，你要投资在神的话里面。
So the question is that the right order? Three things, one, two, three, which comes first?
所以问题是这个顺序是正确的吗？有三样的事，一二三，那是第一个应该是什么？
Some people say that's easy. The first thing you do is read the Bible, learn the Bible, and then you'll know how to invest in sons and white raiment.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这个答案非常简单。如果你首先呢，你去读神的话，读神的话，那就很容易知道怎么去投资在人身上，怎么知道神的公义。
God says, no, I got a better way.
其实不是这样的，我的方式比你的更好。
Start investing in sons and daughters. Start investing in holy living.
首先你要投资在孩子们身上，你要开始呢，就是做一个圣洁的生活。
And if you do that, then you'll be able to read your Bible intelligently enough to know how to do it.
所以呢，如果你这么做呢，那么你会有就是说去有足够的智商去读圣经，知道怎么去做。
There's two ways to read the operating manual. If you buy a new car or a new something and they get an operating manual, two ways to read it.
所以呢，有两种方式去读说明书。如果你买一辆新车或者是买其他新的东西，你有两样的方式去读说明书。
And the first way is you say, I just got this, I'm going to sit down and read it. And you start reading it, and you read it till you fall asleep.
所以呢，首先就是我刚刚拿到这个东西，然后我要想读圣经书，读一会儿你就睡着了。
And then something breaks down, and you go back and read it again.
然后呢，就是说你什么东西坏了，你又回来读圣经书。
And when you read it again, you say, that's entirely different than I thought. When you read it, when you know you got a problem, you read it much more precisely and much more sincerely.
然后呢，你读的回头再来读那个圣经书，你是读是这个跟我想的完全不一样。那么这次你在读圣经书的时候呢，你就会更准确的，更有目的性的。更那个仔细的把你那个说明书读一遍。
So how do we read the Bible? Both ways. When we get it, we start to read it. We say it's wonderful. And we start doing things. And when we do things, we say, I don't know how to invest in family. I don't know how to invest in white raiment. And so you start reading it. And as you read, you learn how to do the former. You do the works.And then you read to enable you to do the works the right way. But if you're not going for the work, you won't understand the way to do it.
因为我们怎么读圣经呢？我们就在那一拿到圣经以后，我们就开始读。我们说，这个太好了。然后呢，你去做，你做了以后呢，你说，这个事情不是这样的。然后呢，所以呢，你就说呢，如果你只读，你不去实践， 你们实际上你就根本就不知道怎么做，所以你要去做，做完了以后你发现问题就来读，读了你就知道最后知道怎么去做。
All right, so turn in your Bibles to Proverbs number 16.
你把圣经翻到箴言的第十六章。
Proverbs number 16.
箴言第十六章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And I'm not sure what it says in your translation. I'm just looking that up. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed.
所以这里呢，十六章第三节，他不知道你们的经文是什么样，但是这他读的是，你所要做的要交托耶和华，你所想的就必见你。
And in verse, in the authorized version, it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, that thy thoughts may be established.
所以这个呢，就是国王钦定版呢，我刚才给大家读的就是这个。所以你所做的要交托耶和华，你所想的必就必见你。
If you say, Lord, that's what I've got to do, but I don't know how to do it, you say, Lord, you teach me, you help me, I know I should do that, help me think how to get there. Commit thy works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established as to how to get there.
因为这个就是我们要做工的一个方式，我们说这个主啊，我们要做这样的工，但是我却不知道怎么去做，您却知道怎么做，所以你把你自己的工作交给主，然后主呢，他就建立了你的思想，你有这样的，有了这样的想法呢，你就回头知道怎么样去做你的工作。
So that's why he says to them, number one, buy gold, every one of us committed to people.Mostly our own families, mostly our children and sons and daughters. That's where we start. Number two, a holy life to back it up. Number three, read the Bible to know how to do it.
这就是那个在启示录里这么讲的，就是说我们要首先把这个交给神。他通常呢，就是你的家人，就是你周围的人，特别的讲的就是你的孩子们。你首先把那个。你的孩子们啊，你的工作啊，你周围的家人全部交到神手里，交神手里，然后用你自己过出一个圣洁的生活来支持你这样的工作，然后最后呢，你在读圣经的时候，你就知道怎么样去投资在你周围的人，就是特别是你的孩子们的身上，怎么样过一个圣洁的生活。
Our time is gone, but I'm going to tell you one more story anyway.
因为我们时间已经超过了，我不管怎么着，我还给大家讲个故事。
My mother never preached the sermon that I knew.
你看。
Okay. Secondly, when my mother became a mother, she stopped teaching Sunday school.
所以第一件呢，就是她妈妈从来没有讲过道。第二个原因呢，就是他妈妈做了母亲以后呢，他就甚至连主日学都不教了。
She read her Bible over and over and over again to learn how to be a good wife and a good mother.
然后呢，他一遍一遍一遍的读圣经，从圣经里学到他怎么样可以成为一个好的妻子，一个好的妈妈。
And my father.And my sister and me, we all say, thank you, Lord, for giving me a good mother. She committed her work to the Lord. Her thoughts were established, and God gave her gold, and God gave her white raiment. Hallelujah.
因为我们就是通常呢，我跟我姐姐都很感谢主，感谢主赐给我们这么如此一个好的母亲。她把她的工作呢都交在神的手里，就把他的这所有的东西都交给神，然后神呢建立了他的想法，他读圣经，然后呢这一切的工作都得到了神的赐福，哈利路亚。
Time is more than gone, I'm sorry.
时间超过太多，有点对不起。
Let's pray.
那祷告。
Lord, we pray that you will give us wisdom. to buy Jesus gold and white raiment and eyesalve.
主啊，我们祷告，祷告您呢，求您赐给我们智慧，智慧去买那个金子，从神那里买金子，买白衣，买眼药水。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We'll finish this off next week. It's not finished, but we've got some foundations. Lord.